It took Noah about 120 years to build the Teva, to build the Ark, and give people plenty of time to come over and ask Noah, what are you doing? And he explained that if you don't repent, God's going to bring a flood, destroy the world. And how big was the Teva? So it was about 600 feet long, 100 feet wide, and 60 feet tall. And as well, it had three floors. They say people lived on the top floor, the middle floor, where the animals lived, and the bottom floor contained the garbage. And basically, the Torah tells us, to use the word chamas plenty of time, that the earth was corrupted, rampant stealing, etc. So therefore, he was fed up, he was going to destroy the world. And even then, he first made it rain. So maybe, it's raining, maybe there will be a flood. And then afterwards, people didn't listen to that. So it became a flood. And the flood, the Mabul, lasted 40 days and 40 nights. However, the water stayed on the land and didn't disappear until about 150 days in. And basically, Noah was in the ark for about a year, maybe a year and 10 days. So that's how people say the Hebrew date was, according to different versions, was Yud Zayin Cheshvan. And the earth became completely dry on Chav Zayin Cheshvan. Perhaps on the civil date, they say October 27th, that's the same day. But on the Hebrew day, it was these different versions. Yud Zayin Cheshvan began, and it ended on Chav Zayin Cheshvan. So that's just some general background. So there's an interesting Rashi when Noah goes into the ark. That what is Rashi quoting from the Midrash? It says Bereishis Zayin Zayin. It says the rain's falling, the flood waters are rising, and Noah and his family go into the ark. So, well, of course they go into the ark because it's raining and they know a flood's coming. So what's the point? So Rashi quotes a Midrash, Bereishis Rabbah, which says, on the words he said, why did he go into, it says, V'mnei Mei Hamabul, that's so because of the waters, but the Midrash Rabbah says, the only reason he went in is because the B'mnei Me'amabol. That until that point, he refused to enter because he was Makante Emuna. He was a Mamin Ve'eno Mamin. He wasn't sure. Maybe there'd be a flood, maybe there wouldn't be. So, I mean, it seems to be a major issue. And when did we say, Noach Ish Tzadik Tamim Hayobid El Rosov? And then to say he wasn't a Mamin, that's pretty hard to accept. And that would fit well according to the Shitas that, in other words, want to bring down the difference between Avraham and Noah is because that Noah, if you want to claim Noah wasn't able to get a Baal Tshuva in 120 years, because if you don't believe in the cause, it's hard to convince people. Since he lacked belief himself, so if you lack belief for yourself, you're not going to be so successful. Let's assume like the other school of thought that no, Noach was a Maimon. Of course he believed in God. He was building the ark. So what do you mean they made Hamab? What do you mean Mekante Amunah? So it's a famous Chassidus from the Kedusha Zlevi, like Levi Mi Barditcha, that says, typical, Chassidus Torah, that no, Makanti Amuna, of course he believed in God. His whole life is all about God. But what's the problem? He's Makanti Amuna in himself. That, and that's the reason why he you know, if you lack self-confidence in anything, it's hard to be successful. You have to actually have confidence. Bekanti Amud, he didn't believe he was capable of doing it. And that's the whole Yisod. In fact, that's Rav Soloveitchik, but that's the whole Yisod in Tshuva. When we say by Vidoy Maisa, Parshas Kisavo, that a person says, you know, usually we say, Vidoy Ashamnu Bagadnu. And here, you know, we're saying we can't do this, we did this wrong. And then by the Vidoy Maisa, Asisi, I did everything that you told me to do. What kind of tshuva is that? So the first Yisod in tshuva is you have to believe you have the ability to do it. If you don't think you have the ability to do it, then like it's not your fault. You go to a psychiatrist, you go to a therapist. However, the first Yisod is you got to believe you're capable. And of course, as always, there has to be a fine balance between believing you're capable and, you know, and being a balgaiva. In other words, between self-confidence as well as being haughty. In fact, that's why that was the two schools, two yeshivas, the Novartik and Slobodka. Slobodka preached God was Adam. Novartik preached Shiflis Adam. So obviously, the danger of each is one leads to gaiva and one leads to depression. That's why maybe it was Kelm in between. But the point is, obviously, the challenge is taking the right medicine at the right time. People, when they're depressed, oh, I'm a nothing, and they just get more depressed. And the person's a Balgaiva, they just want to hear how great they are. So always in life, there has to be a balance between being modest and being overconfident, being confident. So that's there's Mekanti Emuna. That clearly, obviously, Noah believed in God from all the conversations. But the reason why he wasn't successful, maybe that's why he didn't have anyone follow him for those 120 years, is because if you don't believe in yourself, it's hard to convince others. That's the pshat of the Kedushas Levi. The Rav Levi Yitzchak of Mardishev.